Who should I be marrying? Meir Hashem, today I go through two separate sugyas. The sugya of a basa chai, raw piece of meat, about being muksa. The second sugya about holding on to muksa, being mamshach the taltal after it's in your hand. First sugya of basa chai, marasugyan and parakanoitul, that comes from beis. The Gemara brings down that Robo will put a sakina a bar yoino. He put a knife on top of a bar yoino. And the Gemara says, why? According to Abba, not only a case of shakach. He is not a case of shakach. So the Robo, ilad odm choshvano, there's no problem to get the case of a bar yoino. The chosin leil umtso. Since you're an odm choshev, you have to be very careful. People will learn from you to get a becholius and to get a sugyan moksa. Therefore, he's machma upon himself. And the etzim, there is no problem over here because chosin leil umtso. Something that people eat when it's raw. That's one makar. The main sugya is Gemara Daf Kuf Chal Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down a case, a memory of Bosa Meliach is Motor, the Tathman on Shabbos. Bosa Tafel is Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chizdo. Rav Huna says Motor, Rav Chizdo asks it. The Gemara brings down a Maiso, but they saw that Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami went to visit by Rav Chizdo. He saw his Bar Avza, this type of geese over here, they're Talklet from the case of the sun to the case of the shade. They ask Hakim Atalkal Chasarin Kis. The Gemara answers, since by Avza Shani the Chazil Umso, it's really to be eaten raw, therefore there's no problem. So, my answer first, you said we see from the Sugya over here, is something that's Chazil Umso, something can be eaten raw, there is no issue inside the Sugya of Mukso. However, something negated to what cannot be eaten raw, that's a Bayoin by Avza. Let's say something is other pieces of meat, that's a Machloikis Rav Huna versus Rav Chizdo. The first aside point they realize, that a raw piece of meat, Nilchus Yerodeo, you have a bayam inside the sugya of dam, a blood inside. So what a person does, he gets a raw piece of meat, the dam on top, number one, you have to wash off. In the case you have a raw piece of meat, you did not take out the dam through the act of melicha, and you cook it. The loch is, it's called dam shapirish, the dam goes out, it goes back inside. We pass and the dam goes out, and back inside, it's the rice of eating the dam. Over here, what's not parish, and you want to eat a raw piece of meat, there's no melicha over here. Says Tosfos, we see over here from our sugya that without doing melicha, eating meat with blood inside the mice is mutter. From our sugya, clear halacha, that blood inside a piece of meat, with the halacha is you're allowed to eat. The shaila is, can you chew the piece of meat? What happens when you chew? When you cut a piece of meat, the dam comes out. And the dam on top of the piece of meat you have to wash off. Otherwise, you have bayam inside the sugya with the raiso. Could a person chew this raw piece of meat that has blood inside? So they point out, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah by us, the Graz, is they say, Kaisisim, you can chew it. You can chew meat, blood comes out, the mice and smutter, derech achilo, there's no problem over here. Big Mavuch in Yerodei, and Simach Samu Zayin, Sebeis, we had to apply this practically. Now, are those who want to argue on the Mishnah Berurah? We see a safe in the Mishnah Berurah building upon Tosfos that a raw piece of meat that has blood inside is mutter even to go chew it. The Gerta Arosigyo, Betzim is Machlik, we're showing you the place, what exactly the Gersa is, what the Tetzel, what comes out over here. The Gersa Lefanenu comes out that whether it's Meliach, whether it's Tafel, whether it's Tapuach, a case of Masriach, all three, according to Rav Shimon, there is no Muksa, a person can be Metalpilit. Masha'enkin, according to Yehuda, there is Muksa. Therefore, Rav Chizda went like a Yehuda, he said to be Machmer, unless you have a soft piece of meat. It's about Yoina, about Avza, otherwise to come on to be Machmer. Halacha Maiso, you really have to divide up two Zmanim. One Bizmana Chazal, the Gdol Achrinim, one Bizmana Zeh. First, not in the game Bizmana Zeh, Bizmana Chazal, Bizmana the Paiskim. We come along and say the Halacha is that a raw piece of meat in the mice is not Mukso. Why is it not Mukso for? So there's a Bach, there's a Taz, and the Mogen Avram. The Bach comes along and says, the Yisoy, the Muchel Oven, the Odom is Muchel Lekloven. Something that's muchen for a person to go eat. And Gam, he's not eating it right now. Shabbos is raw. It's muchen the klovim. And therefore, it's not muksa. Even though you do not plan to give it to the klovim. Halacha, the Taz and Mogavram both disagree. And they point out, when you learn the sugya and Simon Shinchov Dalad and Siv Zayin over there, they said the muchen other muchen the klovim. The classic example is a piece of meat made for a person. It turned into nevela. Therefore, a person cannot eat it. Now you plan to go give it to the klovim. Over here, you have this piece of meat that you do not plan to give the klovim. You plan to keep it for yourself. It's a raw piece of meat you plan to cook during the week. For this reason, they want to argue in the Bach and say it's not negated to the sugya muchel adam muchel klovim.
It says different reason why mice is not moksha. But first, we have Yisrael in the Bach. That sounds like the Orchel Shulchan passes this way. The reason why it passed like Rav Shimon is mitzad asugya muchel oven muchel leklavim. A second malach, the way the Taz how he explains, so that we passed like Rav Shimon. But what's the Yisrael machlik Rav Shimon verse of Yehuda? He says according to Rav Yehuda, it has to be something that yachzik l'za, something that's chazi, you'll be maxi for this reason. Something that's soft, by yoinim, by abza, these geese and these pigeons over here, people might say do eat. Rav Shimon disagrees and says the fact that they're not holding it for that reason, as long as it's right to be eaten, it's possible to be eaten, a gamas boshu kosher, something's hard over here, that's enough to be nifl again and not being muksa. Now you read the Taz slowly, it says whether it's roi for an odom, whether it's roi leklovim, a gamas not mukha leklovim, either one's roi for, therefore it's not muksa. Therefore it says the Taz, b'etim machlikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, is it something you look at being roi, something that's fit, something that's being machzik, something that's chazi, that you people eat right now? The simple understanding is right now people do not eat it, but it's possible to be eaten. According to Shimon, that is a case that's not being mukso. A third malach, the way I had the Mokarom, it sounds like the Rambam Mechaba went this way. It's had the sugya of chazil umso. Something that is right to be eaten, people eat it, whether it's b'shas chak, whether they're a special delicacy for them, something that's shak to be eaten. Now, if you realize the idea of chazil umso, the way the Mogar Avam says it over, he says dafka to minuach. Only it's a soft piece of chicken over here. A bayavza, a bayoyna, something that's soft over here. And the words of the Mishabu, when he quotes over the Mogar Avam, he says, haber achrinim, go like the Mogar Avam, only a minuach, Pesach Shabbos, machsa shekel, nesivis, the chayodom, tverei sol, the graz, the kitzer, or chener and others. The Maisa B'Alocha points out, Betzem, over here, there are two reasons why to argue on the Mogar Avam. Number one, the Taz disagrees and says, get over here is not something that's chazi, something that's roi. Roi, that's enough to make it something that's not muksa. Void, what is the definition of chazi? Again, the Mogar Avam saying is something that people eat, that means dafka soft piece of meat. Says the Bi'alocha, he points out, you read numerous Rishonim, who do not seem to go this way, they seem to understand the side over here is something that's chazi, means even a hard piece of meat is definitely get up being chazi. That means that even though the Gemara says a situation about Avza Bayayino, why are they saying that for? Quotes right from Mogar Avram. So either you can say that's according to Rabbi Yehuda Shito, you can answer, Masham says, Machlik Sasuk is over here, Pasuk Masuk in Chulin, or you can say even the case of Tapuach, about Avza still won't be a case of Muxo. But otherwise, in a standard case, Chazil Umso means even a hard piece of meat. Says if you're local, look in the Rajbo, look in the Ran over here, the Stimus of the Rambam, the Tor, the Bechaber, and therefore, Kamlung, the Bi'alochim points out that Numis Achreinim disagree with that definition of Chazi. That means even if you go like the Mogar Avraham says, the idea is Chazi over here, Chazi L'Umso, what is Chazi L'Umso? The Mogar Avraham and Haber Achreinim says Chazi L'Umso is something that's soft. Mash Egin says the Bi'alochim, says the Mishpoh Ayin Bi'alochim, says look who Shenim and Paiskim. Numis Paiskim say, forget something that's hard was also Chazi L'Umso. The Ali Rabba, the Korban Nisanul, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Maimon Mordechai, the Yavis, the Goyin, the Hashom, Orchel Shulchan, Masham, and others, not like the Mogar Avram. So it comes out over here, there are two reasons why to argue the Mogar Avram. Number one, even put the back to the side, you have the Taz over here, the Ged is Roy, it's only fit to eat, it's possible to eat raw piece of meat, even though it's hard. And number two, it's a Chazi. Come along there again, we are locked down, we show you a price scheme, seem to say, the Maisin Nichon, the Ged of Chazi. Therefore, come on, the Mishnah Bruin says, from Mokum and Chak, you be Mekel. You have to realize what he just did over here. He said, first of all, Muksa is Jabalam. Iker is to be Mekel. His words are very clear. Iker to be Mekel. It's Kamu Shenim and Kamu Paiskim. It's a Pashas, the Ram of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, from Mokum and Chak, you take the Musa Shibai out of it. After he builds up that the Iker, the Shenim, the Paiskim, and didn't do Jabalam over here, is he Mekel? Then, Mokum and Chak. Sometimes people say, yeah, we have some people over here, that's the Meikle. We should we'll set you up with a whole list, and then Mokum Ad Chak, you can't be Meikle.
No, he's more Meikle, even doesn't
say Mokum Ad Chak. Well, here it says, Mokum Ad Chak, Yochel Lis Mechalein. Those are his words. So Maisa comes out, Bezman HaChazal, number one, soft piece of meat, Mutter. A hard piece of meat, that's Machlekes. We should we'll come out, Mokum Ad Chak, you can't be Meikle. The Second thing, Mokum Bizmana Chazal.
Isn't a hard piece of meat Roy?
It is Roy, so but not Chosi, says the Mokavrom.
Isn't that piece the same thing?
No, soft. By Yoyin and by Avon, something that's soft is something that's easily to be eaten, and people do eat it. But the idea of a hard piece of meat, says the Mokavrom, it's not Chosi Lomso. It can be eaten.
It's not Roy?
Again, the way the Mokavrom sounds like he's saying, even though it can, that's not enough. He points out there are coming two different issues. They're arguing two different aspects. He's very clear with the Nachmin will get to. He's very clear there are two different machlokes going on over here. One, the Taz has an Omalach, it's not Chosi, the Geder is Roy. The Geder is not Chosi, it's Roy. The second Malach, it is Chosi, arguing the Machlok wrong. Two different reasons why come along to Mekel. He said, Echshi, either way, it'll be Mekel. Therefore, Machlok Machlok is arguing the Machlok wrong. The second sugya of Siflam Bey is the idea of dogum case of fish, raked in the Gemara, the dogum liach, when salty, is muta tatus, were to be eaten. When it's dog toffle, when it's not salty over here, the gis lefenenu is osa tatul, even according to Shimon. Toises sounds like, at least in one shot, it's not the gis of Shimon. But the fun of us, we have, seem to have the idea over here that according to Shimon, that even though the sugya negate of bosa chai is not mukso, bosa dog, we might say, is mukso. I mean, you have to realize Siflam Alvar, Siflam Beis are two different halachas. You have to know why. Why Basar Chai by meat, halachas is not mukso. My dog and mice is mukso. So you really have to answer according to the side of the Bach, side of the Taz, side of the Mokavram. According to the Bach and Taz, the Bach says Mukhl of Mukhl the Kloven. Why is it mukso? According to Taz, it's Roy the Kloven. Why is it mukso? They both answer, Wompshan Taisis, it's not Roy the Kloven. Kloven do not eat fish. They eat raw pieces of meat, but fish and mice they don't eat. Then Lishu Tosa are forced to answer this, the Taz and Shach. Sorry, the Bach and Taz.
Is it only clubbing, or is it just an example?
Oh, so come on, when my father's asking over here, Lechora, what do you do with dead pieces of fish? You give it to cats. Everyone knows that. My father knows that. So if you give it to cats, what do you mean they didn't have cats? Maybe they didn't have cats. Says the Gemara in the Mamshif, but what do you do with the case over here of my Mugulim? The Gemara Kukul Chasan Bey says, you give it to cats, the Gemara says that. I think Gemara Kufman Bezan Bey says, what do you go do with Ma'ayo, entrails? Lushunua, cats. So in both figures, Kufchav Ches and Kufman Bey's, the Gemara brings down, what to go do with the insides of the animal, what to go do with the Mayim Mugulim, go give it the cats. So very good, says the Taz. Says the Bach, it's not where they clove him. What happened to cats over here? So he brings down the Eliyabo from Rishon, the Rash, the Pirush on the Smag. The raw stein on the Pearson Smaggy is cash. What happened to cats? Very good to answer dogs. What happened to cats over here? So the rabbi people go and they want to answer. Chiddush, you don't plan to give the cats. That's not Yidas. If they point out when the Taz is very shver, the Taz told us to be roi for cats. The mice are roi for cats. It's Sarachim. It's very shver. What happened? We tell the sugi of cats.
Cats are all
that's the best example is that's what you do with dead fish. Give it to cats. And they had cats. It's Baisa, the answer according to Mogavram, the Mogavram says he said over here is Chazil Umtso. According to Mogavram, can the fish be Roy Leklovim? Yeah, he writes very clear. The mice it's Roy Leklovim, but since it's aimed for people, and therefore since you cannot eat it without cooking it, therefore for this reason, the mice it's going to be a case that's Mokso. That means the Taz and the Mogavram argue is the case of fish that is not salty, is that Roy Leklovim or not? The Taz and the Bach thing is not Roy Leklovim. Meister, the Mogavom says it is Roy Klovim. But so what? Muchel Ovin, not Muchel Klovim. People cannot eat, it's not Chazil Umtso, and therefore it's not Mukso. And therefore, it will come out, like the other Pshat, now like Tosha says, it's not Roy Klovim, but it's Roy Klovim. What's the Nafkamino? The Bialacha points out. If which Teretz to go with, where do you go with the Teretz of the Taz or the Mogavom? Again, the Taz says the Loch over here is, it is not Roy Klovim. A Mogavom says, is Roy Klovim, except mice you don't give it to Klovim. Nafkamin is a Shuman signing. You have a Shuman fats, that's raw. The way the Torah of Shmuel says, it means a raw piece of Shuman, that's cold. What do you go do with it? About it's Roy Klovim, 100%. You don't give it to Klovim. According to Taz, the mice will not be Mukso. According to Mogavom, it is Mukso. And over here, Kamal Mabialoch and says, now we do not have the Tzirif of those arguing the Chazil Umtso. Again, the whole reason why we want to make a Mokamad Chak. By raw piece of meat. Because we have a tziv over there to be makel. We had number one, according to Taz, and number two, maybe it's Chazal Umtso. But Basa Shuman, we do not have a tziv. Echnam gonna ask the boss of Shimon. I mean, the Bialoch is setting you up very nicely. He's saying the only time we'll be making mokum etchak by raw piece of meat is when we have a tzir of the taz, plus maybe it's chazir umtso. The guy who wants to argue on the mokum etchak. But if you don't have the tzir like a raw piece of shuma, that's called over here, you only have the taz, and you do not have the mokum etchak, and you don't argue on the mokum etchak. Echnami, then come on to be machm in the case of shuma and sign it. And again, now to a raw piece of meat, bezmanazer. So first, let's analyze it. We have the Bach, we have the Taz, and we have the Mokavram. It's very important to realize that according to the Bach, as far as Ruchel Ovim, Ruchel Klovim, according to the Bach, Bezmanazer, raw piece of meat is not Mokso. That's not the question. According to the Taz, the idea is it would be Roy to be eaten. It's Roy to be eaten, none of us eat it, but it's Roy. It's not Mokso. But once the Mishabura says to go against the Mokavram, you need a Tzirif, is it Chosin Umtsa Bezmanazer? That means if you read the Shuvas, they get the warm meat, Bezmanazer, they point out the Bach is not Mokso. The Taz is not Mokso. According to the Mokavram, is it Mokso? Do we have a Tzir against the Mokavram? I mean, you have to realize that the Bach and Taz is being Mekel. Mishmur brings it down, but says without a Tzir, it cannot be Mekel like Basa Shumon. So what happens with the raw piece of meat, Bezmanazer, is Nechel Gela being Mokso? No one eats it or no? Saif Kol Saif, it's Chazil Umtso. So already in the 1800s, Kremel Ve'or HaShulchan in Sifrin Ches, he points out, Bezmanazer ain't ono oichlin basachai. No one eats raw pieces of meat. And therefore it should be mokso. Therefore it was the same as man, the Ben Ishchai, Biskeres HaShulchan, Mincha Shabbos brings it down. They come along all in the 1800s, says the Maiser, a raw piece of meat is not eaten in those times. And for this reason, the Maiser will not have a heter of mokso on a raw piece of meat. Whether it's a case of meat, chicken, soft, not mechalik over here. And therefore, they ask a Moshe's question in Tshuva, and with Tzavah Chochma, and the Shtumah, from his family, and others, the Maestah, and Machber, they say, raw piece of meat, the Maestah, and Mokso. There's no heter. Make it practical. Besides, we have raw piece of meat, but how does it come up on Shabbos? So we end off the last Chabura, a little bit quickly, just to be clear over here, they get to the Sugya of Bosses. They get to Bosses, let's say a person on his door, he has something that's Mokso. Are you allowed to open the door? Was the bosses the thing that smokes over here? That means, let's say you have a candle on the door. Can you open the door? So, let's say you have on your door, you have a magnet that is holding a bill. You have a $20 bill on the door, under a magnet. It'll open up the door. Maybe the door is mukso. Come with the Mishnah, and Simon Reishayin Zayin, from the Sugyo, that since the Iker, what's the door for? To Mishamish the house. It's bottle of chelik to the house. And therefore, you cannot make a door mokso. It's just tamshiv the doors for the house and not for holding up your dollar bills or your magnets or holding up things in there. And therefore, a door has no geta of being mokso. You cannot ask it or get a fridge. That's the point. That's a living step by step. First, the door over here. You cannot make your door a bosses. The ma'isa, we end off last chaburah. Even on the tzad, that you have a heter to move things because there's something issur heter on a bosses. You have a chiv to move before Shabbos. Numis Paiskim said you have to remove before Shabbos. Therefore, what? It's not a bosses. Something you have issur, that's a question over here. But something is issur and heter. So the question you apply to a door. So you come along the Shmir Shabbos, and being on Shlomo Zalman, you should remove it from the door before Shabbos. Just like every mukso, you should not do tiltman tzad agamitz mukso. Who would you know over here also said of Simcha Bonim, the article? Shalom Yenison, you should move anything mukso off your door. You should not do a case filter on Sada Gavit, Sada Bosses. We'll get there. That's what we're leading to. Come to Mechaim Kadiaski, Lishitasi, mentioned last Chaburah. He goes, what do you mean? You see nowhere in the Oshayna Paiskim, Allah from Isi, you have to move things in the gate before Shabbos. He says, no, if you do it, don't remove it. Building upon that, now let's leave the case of your refrigerator. The refrigerator of Isi is not Mukhub Lakarko. It might be Memso. It might be coming to Mishamish. The thing inside, maybe it's both to the refrigerator. Come on, the Orfer Shabbos, you bring down Shmuel Orbach and starts clearing. Maybe the door has a chilik by itself. You put things in the door, and if it stands by itself, or maybe it's coming to be toffled to the refrigerator. How do you look at the door? Has its own shemush. Let's also come to Mishamish the refrigerator over here. So the mice is a door, a refrigerator, can that be a case that's bosses? Shmuel Shabbos brings down Shmuel Zalman, it cannot be a bosses. Mashenke in this Krell is Chodashoni, reverse farm, said it can't be a bosses. It's not like their house. My says his own shimush over here. Va'id, even if it's a case over here of being a bosses, so if something is more chosh and isn't the heter, you can't even open up the door to your refrigerator. But let's say the door of the refrigerator has more heter over iser. You get another question. You have to remove things before Shabbos. Now it comes out, it's very negar, I was thinking of raw pieces of meat. Let me start this for flour in the refrigerator, or spices, maybe spices of mice, not muksel.
Eggs.
You have a rice. Eggs, because the place can say not muksel. Yeah, because they say not. I can't make sure more of that salt, but it can they say not. When they get now raw pieces of meat, number one, they get the refrigerator, but when you go to your freezer, people have in the freezer, usually, more meat than other things. So the boss is your meat's more kosher than your heter. You cannot even open up your freezer door. Maybe. According to those who are machmer, the Chodesh Shanir versus Ephraim. Even those who are mekel, if you go to Shlomo Zalman and the Shemir Shabbos, you have to remove it before Shabbos. If so, it comes out, this Chiddush over here, that's being brought down by the Rosh HaShulchan, Mincha Shabbos, Biskeres HaShulchan, by the Shechayin others, and Moshe passed this way, it's a master of Nachkimino, how to deal with the doors of your refrigerator over here? How to deal with the doors of your freezer over here? Yeah, by all means, have to seek your bosses, or should you remove before Shabbos? Sada Sheni, they point out, it was Achronim. Said of Scheinberg, said of Benjamin Zilber, Meister, who lived in the 1800s, and who wrote a Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch? Chom Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah. And he and the Meister, he came out at the same time as the Aruch HaShulchan and the Benish Chayin and others, and he left the Locha as is. And he does not say Bizman Azeh, there's any difference between raw piece of meat versus Bizman HaChazel. He does not make Chalak and say any difference. They were a sore piece of meat to be mutter, and a hard piece of meat might be mutter b'shas and chak. Now the Shami Yenison, he wants to answer, he said, no right from Mishnah Berurah. He said, Kiyadua, he heard from Kama, Tamid HaChomim, the Negeit, the Chometz Chaim, his Klolomar, he does not get involved with Hein Dikishailas. You only get involved with the Sugyas of the Loch Lamaisa, but not Hein Dikishailas. Lamaisa, I think specifically over here, it's very hard to say that, because he writes in the Bialocha, we have two reasons over here why to argue the Magarvam. Number one, we have the Tazir Roy. Number two, we have maybe the Geta of Chazi. He says, Mikol Mokum, Aladina Kulashav, makes no nafkamina of this reason or that reason. Either way, we come to argue. No difference what reason we're coming from. It's a massive nafkamina. Bismanazah. If Nechel the Geta of Roy, Bismanazah, it's Roy. The Geta of Chazi, to say the one time it's not Chazi. So Bialocha is saying, we have two reasons to argue. Who cares what reason we're coming to argue with? Massive nafkamina, what the nafkamina over here is. Bismanazah. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, "Bismanazah, circle soif." Maisa, it is chazi. I the maisa, people don't eat it. So Sharmik says, "Yeah, you know what? Because we don't need to go eat it. The maisa, maybe a million people do eat it. If it's mokman chak, maybe we will eat it over here. If time no one has food, maybe we will eat it." The Chodashani first, when he brings it down, he says, "First of all, you always have to realize we have the taz with Michael." Well, he just said the Matthias never changed. People ate it then, ate it now. Whoever didn't eat it then, won't eat it now. Whoever the chak was Bizman HaChazal, same thing Bizman HaZeh. Here's some Chaim Kvyevsky, who ate it Bizman HaChazal, said the Gemara brings down the Bavloim, they ate it. Bavloim is a specific type of person or place. Otherwise, Bechlal, no one ate it over here. They didn't eat it. They were the Mokhman Chak, they ate it. If you're Mokhman Chak, you'll eat it also. Fine, well, you okay, they ate it when they're stuffed. But if they had a choice, they weren't stuffed, they wouldn't eat it. Just because we have so much food, we live around us. So what? Therefore, we don't do it. But we were stuffed, maybe we won't. Okay? So, just like it comes out, if you understand this way, that we have machlekes, what they get of Chazi Bizman HaChazal is, and therefore, it'll come out that Bizman HaZeh also be the same machlekes. Those who say Chazi L'Umtza means anything. But also, Chazal must also be anything with Manazah. Now, Allah Lameisa, what to go do? Kamada Evi's Sefer discusses this, and they say Kamada the same thing, obviously different of Chsois, but they can come out, the Chachila Avadu Machmer, Mokhm Ad Chak, Mokhm Hefsim Rubo, Avadu Yeshel Milismoy, especially by case of chicken, even by case of meat. Now, if you want, Shlomo Zalman's brought down 6-7 different places, different Nosach. Rav Zilber brought down 4 different places. Rav Yashiv is 9 different places. Rav Voser 3 different places. Rav Chaim Kvyevsky 5 different places. Shav Yosef 6 different places. All the saying a different nusach, but come out the same you say over here. That we should hold Mipiz Manazeh is muktzah. And therefore we should lechatchila try to deal with it being muktzah like any muktzah machmas gufay. However, we'll get to what I mean. However, what they're discussing, makom hefsed the hefsed mubo kedaimo. It will be coming to be Slamech and say it has get a lack of Mokum Chazal by cases of chicken and even Ulai by the case of meat. The even example they're discussing is when a freezer breaks down on Shabbos. That means usually in a freezer, correct, the better thing is make sure not to have raw meat on your door. like an amount of single bus over here. That's the correct thing. And if you have meat inside a freezer and you want to get the ice cream behind it, you should do a case of totum and atzad. Don't get your ice cream, muck my head to the mice and smutter. But the mice, your freezer breaks down on Shabbos, what to go do, especially bring the American meat.
Down, you mean, there's a
You should put on your freezer door things that are not mux. That's the better thing to go do. Okay.
Isn't your freezer door part?
We'll maybe have to get involved with, especially my father has a freezer that doesn't really have a door. The whole drawer is a freezer. So you get involved with what defines chashivas. What's more chashiv? Issur versus heter. What chashiv was used for Shabbos or what you save during a fire? So we'll have to learn that sugya as Hashem to see, to find what in the drawer over here defines being more chashiv.
Chicken more
makel? Yes, something soft has more of a tzati makel.
Chicken's frozen.
Oh, we'll get to that. Now, therefore, the price is costing when your freezer breaks down. Now, people in the freezer have meat, especially when you bring back two suitcases of meat from America, and now your freezer breaks down, it's very choshed, mach mach some ruble, what to go do? So first and foremost, say what you should do is get a guy to go move it. Sure, mach mach some ruble, no problem. Number two, if you can't do that, tell them a goofy with your mouth. By the third piece, it gets very hard already. But do tell them a goofy. Otherwise, you can't do not this, not that. Avad yishami lismoich. Let's say, number one, we have a Bach. Number one, we have a Taz. And why? Maybe it's man is there. There's no chilvus with man a chazal. There's want to be seven chal mokum hefsi rubo. Otherwise, in general, we try to be machmer. Now, people try to tell me last week in Chabura that today, raw pieces of meat. People eat it. It came into a delicacy, and people came to a fad that people eat raw pieces of meat. Now, there might be specific types of cuts, but I can't believe your chilled meat that's in your freezer that's not cooked will ever be a situation where people eat it raw. Now, one person was telling me that you can put into a puree and you can eat any piece of meat that way. I think putting puree in Shabbos is a kavush, and therefore it cannot be made on Shabbos, then you won't have this edge over here. So, Pashas, Neger, Curie. Puree, you know.
Puree the meat?
No, puree. It's a certain type of. To curing it.
Is that 2.5 hours?
Like, no, it takes, they tell me it takes a half hour, hour. So I don't think Mizman Azer and the get to the meats, there's any heter that since people eat it raw, I don't think. Again, there might be specific cuts that might have this heter, they buy specialty raw. They call blue meat or something, I'm not sure. But in general, any meat that most of us have in our freezer, our chulin meat, I don't think it's nifl and heter that people eat today raw. It's hard to believe that such a mitzias. Tell me I'm wrong. But I can't believe that's the mitzias over here. Now, come over to Erfa Shabbos and says, L'chor, there's a reason why it's more mekel today than Mizman HaChazal. Fakertis over here. He says, today, people might have pets. The words of the Be'er Moshe and Tshuva says, Einu Mishugayim, people who are Mishugayim have pets over here. Find them, maybe in the oven. Now, he says, if you ever been to these people who have pets over here, you can see them, they sit by the meal, and they eat their meat, and they give the good pieces of meat to the dogs. You see a b'chush, now a piece of steak and give it. They give chicken and give it. Now, mamish cooked good pieces of meat, not just the leftover bones that no one's eating over here. I see the pile, take a piece and give it to an animal.
It's awesome.
Why is it awesome? My chlodim. And by the way, Paskin, El Rabbi, Mishnah Brua, Mishnah Brua, Mishnah Brua, Mishnah Brua, Mishnah Brua, I don't think he passes, right? I think Paskin's another way. I think another way. Mice, they give it. If you always want grapes, only give it. They spend so much money over here on food, for dog food, that sometimes costs more than the human food. People are playing over here. So mice, they point out, if a city here has dogs, which a lot of cities, we'll get to what the definition is, Meshav next week, we might have Nichli category of having dogs over here, for carrot. In those days, who'd give it to dogs? But today, somehow, it came to dogs as a man's best friend. Like women have diamonds, their best friend. Men have their dogs as being their best friend. So come along, if so, maybe today, we have, it's not just Roy, it's Chazi. Mine should give it to animals to go eat over here. So maybe today, there's a svara out there, I forget, it's even better, but it's Mana Chazal. So Rosh Hashanah is getting his footnote, brings it down. A lot is not serving upon it, but Mokum et Chak, there's no svara to deal with. And again, to fish with Mana Zeh. So first, there's something called sushi. I think that anyone is familiar with the concept. So the Sefer Tetulei Shabbos, Rabbana, came out over 40 years ago. So he writes over there about the concept of sushi. 40 years ago. He writes that Oriental societies, it's common to eat raw fish, and therefore it's not much so. Today we all came Orientals. Fine. Mice, we all eat raw fish. So the mice, if you look upon the swarm over the years, It's a big tumult how to look upon raw fish. For a while, numerous Gedolim came along and said those who personally ate raw fish, if the Medina or in China ate raw fish, for them it's not mukhsar. But let's say in Yishalayim that you personally ate raw fish, the Gedolim in China, you personally will not be mukhsar, but Sibel and Maisa is mukhsar. Being down that way from the Sikuelos, from Chaim Knievsky and others. I think that disgusting would not come into such an accepted thing in society to have sushi. Now, why is it so accepted? Why do we eat raw fish? Is it all in the mind? I have no idea. I don't appreciate it. People tell me I'm wrong. I think it's all in the mind. Fine, it's good, something to sell over here. But it comes out that since Kamat all over the place, whether Mei Black or Yerushalayim, the stores, standard stores all around that sell it, L'chol come out that any fish that can be nichol the concept of sushi, that can be eaten raw, this manazel be better when it says Shulchan Aruch. Siflam and Beis says fish from mice is mukso. Something can be eaten raw, the mice will not be mukso. Now the question is, what fish can you be eaten raw? Salmon, avada, can be eaten raw, except the Ilum tells me, if you know what you're doing, salmon has to be a fresh piece of fish, and it has to be from a specific cut. But otherwise, if it's not fresh, it's not sushi. Now the Ilum tells me, that's people who are the key with sushi. But the Moin Am, whatever that defines, they come along and they don't know what they're doing. They buy frozen, they make it a sushi also. People who know sushi, they say they know what that means, I'm not sure. They say that's not sushi. But since the Moin Am seems to take any type of cut and make it into eat being raw and eat it over here, the Chuyin argues that the Maisa is not Nichle Geda Muksa. People eat it raw. Now the question is, what fish are we discussing? It's hard for me to believe that mackerel and carp can be eaten raw. Right, Zeddy? Can they be eaten raw? No, they can't. So it had to be only certain type of fish. Gefilte fish can be eaten raw. I don't know. No, it has to be, again, goldfish. I don't know. But that means this heter of saying not muksa is only the type that people would eat raw, can eat raw. A fish that people will not eat raw, then we won't have this heter of as man as that. If that's so, if these fish that cannot be eaten raw, what to go do? Do you have a heter of raw fish? Have some room where your freezer breaks down, you have mackerel, you have carp, you have filled fish, it breaks down in your freezer. What to go do? Fish? I'm not sure the Matthias grilled fish is. So if it's going to be eaten, then it's not me. But any fish, mackerel, carp, let's take those two types. I think mackerel you can argue.
Mackerel you
can argue, maybe it can be eaten. Yeah, but carp, before it can be eaten. What to go do when your freezer breaks down and you have it in your freezer? So come on the Chesha Eifel, it says, very simple. We have cats. Look around the Shlaim, we got cats. We have, it's ready to go give it to them. Welcome to Hefzid. Give a Samech on the mice to go give it to cats. The mice said it's very hard to be Samech upon that. You have to go back to the task. But Rav Voz, the mice, he has a Tshuva and Chelik Aleph, and the is upon what he said and the Chelik Gimel. The mice said he wants to make, he has the case over there, the person in the fish tank. A certain fish died. Those who died, if you don't take them out, the live fish will eat them and they'll end up getting very sick and die. A case of Hefzid Mubo. Can you take out the dead fish from inside your fish tank to save Hefzimumba on the live fish? So come along with us and says, first you have to realize, this idea to be mach on fish, really it depends on the sugyo. Taisa have two tirotzim and says the tzad to be mach on fish is only Yudin, not Shimon. So you're like one teretz of Taisa according to Shimon, the fish from Isis mutter. That's Aleph. Second, we'll get to some race of Avav, the second half of the sugyo. Mishmur brings down mach on Hefzimumba, a person can be make with the case of kiss to get the metal to mukso. You saw the case in the gate, the Nalayim, your shoes that break on Shabbos, but we have some rubric in the Tatl somehow. Void, Zalocho, and that Memhei and Shabbos has brought down their clothing, their shaft, and the Simon Reishu and Beis. Mokum et Chak, have some rubric, we send them in the over here. So for these reasons, you have to realize that according to the Metzias today, like maybe you can't give it to cats, and the have some rubric, maybe you can talk to Mokum, Mokum have some rubric, but things are very stuck over here. He came and said, "Mokum hefsi mubo, can be mekel on fish bezman as also brought down by the Arfah Shabbos, brought down by Simcha Bar Malachim. I say, can be mekel. So it comes out from Metzias, the gant of fish, if it can be eaten raw, for today it can be not a problem. Mokso, it cannot be eaten raw. Hefsi mubo, Bozal also wants to be mekel. Either mitzvah can be given to cats or other svaras will be what to be mekel." Which now leads to the case of things that are frozen. Now, to be clear, discussing frozen things that are fully cooked. That are fully cooked 100%, that if they were not frozen, you can't eat them. But Maisa, right now it is frozen, it cannot be eaten. Whether it's your fish or your meat. Does that lead to a problem over here? So let's go with the assumption that something that's fully frozen cannot be eaten. Let's go with that. There's an interesting question that Yitzhak Fisher, can a person use Lechem Mishnah frozen challah? So he said to the Maaser, you cannot do it. Years later, they see that he asked him a question, you used for the challah. He said, 100%. They said, my high. He says, when a person asked me originally about it, they told me it cannot be eaten. It's hard as a rock. He said, I can't eat it. I can't use the lechem mishnah. After that, I was likely to get a freezer. And does that make it hard as a rock? You can't eat it. So about this, can't be lechem mishnah. No problem here. He's like, he found out, that's not the Metzias. Now, the mice, they get lechem mishnah, both poskim might say it's not a problem with something from the freezer, because whether it's hard, you can still count it, whether it can be eaten. But the mice, it could be bread is very different texture in the case of meat or chicken when it's frozen. Could be meat that's trash eaten, but right, I know every Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas, not everyone, every couple of Shabbosim, we run out of lechem mishnah, someone comes, they take out from the freezer a pizza or something, and it's certainly shy to be eaten. It's not a shiloh. You might not appreciate it, it might be hard, but it's certainly shy to be eaten. My son, the case over here when you have this meat or chicken in the freezer that cannot be eaten. Let's go with that assumption that way. Is it Muktzon Shabbos? So if one's the Tshuva and the Chelekimel, Sheva Levi, he says the Maisen of Bayam, it's a Sukkim Leilat, therefore it's Muktzon Shabbos. And once something not going to be eaten, you're going to be eaten, you can't eat it. Which we pointed out already, when one's the Sukkim Leilat and Simon Shinchas, he said the Mishabur Shitan is there is no Leilat on Shabbos. The Chiddush Wai, the Chiddush, it's a Sukkim Leilat. My son, Beikin, the Pesach, we did not call it a Gavosner. Either the way has four times of Yashiv and Shalma Yehuda, and the Yad Kiyosh, if others go this way, they say if it's Shaykh to be defrosted on Shabbos, so not live on mice on Shabbos, no problem. They do point out, if you go with this Malach, it'll come out, that if you, let's say it's 5 minutes to enter Shabbos, and you want to move a fully cooked thing inside the freezer, you won't have a setter. Because it's not Shaykh to be defrosted on Shabbos. Mice of most places, they ask a question to Shlomo Zalman, Abadner, and Shagamayer, and Osnidru, and Chodeshani, and others, they come and say, food is food is food. So I'm kind of the mice at the end of the day, it's right to be eaten, Eichel is Eichel. I got right now, it's frozen, but so what? It's food over here. No one can tell you it's not food. You just have to wait for it to frost, it'll happen naturally by itself. And therefore, for this reason, things that are frozen, the mice will not be mux on Shabbos. You want to move in the freezer to get to something else, the mice it's mutter. Now, just to point out, there's a moshe in our Chaim Chelekei, that means in the Cheleches. There's a tshuva over there in Simon Chobeis that they ask a question to a Moshe, frozen cooked food, is it Muktzon Shabbos? So he says something that was put away for storage, L'achaz Man, he says to frost it on Shabbos is Muktzon, Docha B'yadayim. Muktzon. Now, just to be clear, because Moshe Archaim Chalekes came out after Moshe passed away. Simon Chobeis and Simon Chobalef are the tshuvas that are written to our banner into Tula Shabbos. If you want to Tula Shabbos, we have in the back. And the bunch of letters that Banner asked him personally, and he got responses back. The one that's not there is this tshuva. This is not there. So somehow, in Simcha Beis, tshuva to Rav Banner, this tshuva is not to Rav Banner, or I don't know where it came from. Actually, I went to Rav Banner about other tshuvas printed that were changed somehow in Simcha Beis and Simcha Valev. And I asked him what happened over here. He says, yeah, he's very upset. They changed certain words. We'll get to a different time what they changed exactly. And he doesn't understand how exactly did what they go do over here. So somehow this tshuva about meat being frozen, this igros Mordechai, igros Moshe over here, somehow is associated to a Moshe, but etzem is not there in the original source in igros Moshe, and therefore yeshu lotan yeshu minismach, and big the person can come along and say the loch ma'ase is frozen meat or chicken that's ready to be eaten Wednesday frozen, the ma'ase is not mux on Shabbos. Just might as well came out from this chelik of chabura. Number one, bizman chazal. When it was a case of sole piece of meat, it's not mukso. When it's hard piece of meat, for shas chak, negay to fish, it is mukso. Negay to us, it comes out that there are as far as over here, why to be more machmer, and also why to mekel. Make this farm go to be machmer, negay to your door and your freezer over here. However, mukmed chak, mukmed hefsid, you could die more. You should listen to the hochel case of chicken, or even a case of meat. I cook food on myself when it's frozen, it's not the chagetta being muksa.
Should you move it off the door on Shabbos once and the rest of Shabbos in the
home? You move it off.
It's on your door.
So take before Shabbos, put it on the.
You did it Shabbos morning, you take off the. Can't touch it.
Hey, what's the better of the two evils?
So no.
You take it off on, so you don't have to do it every time.
No, don't. I'm not sure what you mean.
You have raw meat on the door.
On Shabbos? Don't touch it.
But you're gonna every single
don't
time.
Don't touch it. Touch my tzad, so I'm gonna enter. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Second signal, if you have mux in your hand, can a tautle and it's taken place to place, or you have to drop it miyad? The Makorah is an Agudah, a Rishon, that's brought down, we see three different places, one in the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Shintas, one by the Bach over here at Siman Shinchas Siflam Gimel, and one by the one in the Reis Samachvav. We'll see why each one is brought down in this place. Now, to hold Mux in the hand, go from place to place over here. So first, there are four standard cases. There's a case where you have a Klisha Malakla Isser that you picked up a heter, you want to Mamshik to metalkal it. You have a second case of Klisha Malakla Isser that you picked up a Isser. Can you keep carrying it? You have a third case of Muxamach Meskufay, money, Kudaymo, that you picked up a heter, we'll get to have that's a heter, you want Mamshik to metalkal. The fourth case of Muxamach Meskufay, you picked up a Isser. Those are four standard cases. Go through each one. The first case, the Klisha Malakla Isser, they picked up a heter. I mean, you picked up Tzarek Kufa Yehammer, Tzarek Mekleme Yehammer, whether you want to sit in a chair or crack nuts. The Lacha is very clear, it says in Mechabin Simich Nechess of Gimel, you can put it wherever you want. The Mekor is a list of Rishon, goes this way. There's a right for the signal, either Daf Mem Gimel, Daf Kukum Dalam Aleph, Kukum Dalam Beis. Just mentioned one way we came across. The Gemara says, according to Nechemiah, Machloik is Rab and Ravo, you have a Heter Tzarek Mekleme. That's the Gemara, according to you, Rabo, you don't have to have to serve McCoy. How in the world do you clean up your table and Shabbos from plates? How do you take plates off the table? Says the Gemara, you know why? The sugya of Graf Shuri, which we'll start today, Graf Shuri. In fact, the Rishonim, in fact, the Rashba, according to Ravo, why is there a heter? According to Rav Nechemiah, there's only a heter of Tzarek McCoy. Once in the hand, you take it off, you have to drop it right away. So we see at Yisrael, you have a Klisha Malach that Issa that starts to be a heter, you have a right to put it wherever you want. I mean, the fact that Gemara only is the question called Rabba, not called Rabba, says Rabba with black, white Gemara, you picked up a hammer, Tzarek Mekoyma, Tzarek Gufay, you want to crack your nut or sit in the chair, you can put it wherever you want. That's very simple. One story I can say over why that's so, says Ur Sameach. One reason why we ask Muksa, and the Gemara sounds like the right bit, beside the Sugya Hoitza, total. The basic you studied in total is you have to have Akira, goes from Shush to Shush, and Anocho. We do an Akira, it has to be Bedas to do it. Take it out from Shushushus to Hanocha. Here you picked it up to crack your nut. You had no kavono going from place to place. Therefore, cannot lead to the sugar of Aitzah. Therefore, Chazal will not gaze upon it. There's no akira over here. We're not gazer. Very simple. Building upon this halacha, that you have a klisha malakla issa, you picked up a head so you can put it wherever you want. Kamal Ragud, and it says, Chur in an Erev Shabbos. First, has his kisoi. He has his wild upon him without money inside, and he's walking around. And he has to take care of it now. Shabbos says the Agudo, if you're right now in your house on a Mokum Chotzer, that's no problem of Tiltal on Shabbos, but Tadayt Saw, go bring it inside your house, go keep on carrying it to Mokum Mutzno, place where it's be safe over here, then open up your belt and let drop to the floor over here. Masha Enkin, if it's a Kamlish, you have to deal with it a different way. So you see over here, says the Agudo, building upon the sigil of any hammock, put wherever you want. Who didn't get to your wallet is on you in Erev Shabbos. You can put it wherever you want on the case of Shabbos to make sure it's safe over here. This Agudah is brought down again by the Beis Yosef, by the Bach and the Ramah. Now you do have to realize that Agudah has three differences. First, the case of the standard example of Klisha Malakla Isser, they put wherever you want. Now there are two reasons to be Machmer and one reason to be more Mekel. The reason to be Machmer is the case of Klisha Malakla Isser, a hammer is Klisha Malakla Isser. We know we have a Hetzar Kuf Mekaymari. The case of the kiss is money, Muxamach Maskufay. That means the reason to be more Machma in the case of the Agudo, and maybe Muxamach Maskufay is worse, Aleph. Second, in this case, when you have the kiss on you, from Erev Shabbos, it comes Shabbos is Usser, do you pick it up a Heter, or you pick it up on Shabbos be Isser? The moment it came Shabbos is Usser, you can argue and say that it came be Yodoy on Shabbos be Isser. Mashing in the hammer was beheter. That's two reasons to be more machmer. That's how to be more mekel. Is the hammer you picked up the yidayim. When you're wearing this kiss upon you, it's tilted to atzad. So maybe tilted to atzad is better than the case of holding a hammer in your hand. Well, the mindset comes out, we have this yisoid over here, and a good extends yisoid, that klishum lakl isa, you picked up a heter, put it wherever you want. The second case over here is a klishum lakl isa, that you picked up a isa. Can you put it wherever you want? So Maravom is very clear by us. He says, even though you're shokach and all biyodai, you did not realize you picked up a hammer, oh my gosh, it's a muksa. It still says, put it wherever you want. I ain't some raised time of love. And we believe place can go this way. The El Rabo, the Be'er Hitiv, the Sibis, the Graz, the Ferisol, Kishchon Erech, Nezisol, Shulchan, Shlema, Chaznish, Kishchon, Tosha Shulchan, others. The Maisa Kamung, those disagree, Tosha Shabbos, and Mishpura says who disagrees, the Goyin. Where is this Goyin? Simon Reis Tamach Rov. What's the Goyin going back on? On the Aguda. That means you have to realize that we have a Goyin that argues on the Smok Avraham. Now, what's he saying? Look up the Goyin. The Goyin says, again, the Aguda says you have a wealth upon you. You can take it and put it wherever you want. It says the Goyin of a linear. The loch is when you stop being metaltal. He says, then you stop being metaltal beheter. Over here, the Maisa is stopping metaltal beisser. And therefore, the fact that you start being metaltal beisser, how can you extend the two sugars one to another? And therefore, he said, Avadu Tzalser, I'm being a chlorio. The Gemara that we saw in that Flamenheim and Beis, the case of a Shafer. According to Ramachemia, it's Muxan Shabbos. The Gemara says, I know Maisa is blank Shafer. What does he do? He puts away Miyad Beresha Gag. I mean, he's holding Mux in his hand. The Gemara not say, by Shafer, put it wherever you want. According to Ramachemia, it's Muxan Machlas Kufoy. I mean, not according to a real Shafer, Klish Machlas Isser. But according to the Chemia, the Gemara said he had to put it wherever he has to put away. The Gemara said, what? Don't keep on carrying it. Put Beresh Gag right away. You put it away right away. Why put it away? Right away. You pick Lakunda Akuda, put it wherever you want. Magavami is his question. Says the Magavami, you know why? Echanami, it's Rachel Nelson, Odev Shloyom Dekach. Chazal, rather you're not carrying books for no reason. But by Etzem, the Shafer can put it wherever you want. The Gemara quotes Magavam and said, Nidchak Magavam, Vlania Dvar Klalu Klal. I do not. The word Magavam is mamish not true. Loinir dvam klalu klal. That means the Goyin says the Mishmur is coming to argue over here on this Magavam on that good over here and say there is no heter, but the case of Muxa Machmas Klisha Machmas Issa start off the Isser. Now, just to be understand what exactly the Goyin over here says, let's analyze this case over here. A person starts carrying the Muxa before Shabbos. It comes to Shabbos. Is that carrying muksa beheter or carrying muksa beisser? I mean, the face he made beforehand, that was mamash your face, right? Is that isser or is that heter? You start carrying it on Erev Shabbos, so you're allowed to. King Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So, how do you start carrying it? Is this a klish shemalakta isser, start beheter? Or is it no? Because it came Shabbos, mamash Shabbos said it's beisser. So, came over the Mishnah, what he's saying, Pshat and the Goyin. The Goyin is understanding that's his argument against the Magavam and the Agudo. His understanding is that it came Shabbos, it's Isser, Birat Over. That it's true over here, they have right to pick up Erev Shabbos. But Muksa is Mutter on Erev Shabbos. Not that there was a Muksa that had to do it. Yilam Mekatal to Muksa. There was no Din Muksa yet. The moment Shabbos came, you have Muksa Be'Isser in your hand. Mishabu is understanding the Seid over here is, the Goyin is saying over here, that this kli you picked up be iser on Shabbos.
That's better than that's a work vehicle, not a way worth
the no, the reason why you start up be iser.
But I think you don't even need a heter. Okay. Better than. Not
the Goyin says loy near dvav klal klal. You can argue. The Maisa is said over here. Said Mishpura, you picked up be iser. The Maisa come along the Chaznish said that's not pshat the Goyin. That's not even the Goyin. He said a vadi you picked up before Shabbos nichli get a heter. I mean, Chanish argues the Mishmu and says, you picked up before Shabbos, you picked up a heter. How can you say you picked up a iser? And if so, why is the Goyin arguing? He says, you read the Goyin slowly, it means how in the world can compare the secret Klisha Machla Issa to the Muxa Machla Skufay? Especially with the Goyin Shita, Klisha Machla Issa is a secret Gzeres Kalim. A Muxa Machla Skufay means how the secret works so. It makes a das. That means you have to realize, Pshan the Goyin, there are two machlokes that are going on between the Chaznish and Mishnah Berurah. Number one, you start something Be'er Shabbos, is that Isser or Heter? Mishmur is calling it Isser. And therefore the Goyin is coming to argue with the Magen Avram. The Chaznish calls that Heter. It has nothing to do with the Magen Avram. Second is, why is the Goyin arguing with the Magen Avram? The way how the Mishmur understands, can you start off with Isser? Mashenki, the way how the you say that the Goyin according to the Chaznish is, it's Muksa Machmas Gufay. So just to the school person came out over here, we have two things over here. Klish shumak le issa instead of beheter, that a badi ki mamshuk le tautol. That's a machabaris and ches of gimel from the Rishonim. The klish shumak le issa instead of beisser, that we have habi makilim, black, white, mokan avram. Machlokes, if the grain of mice argues or not, Mishpua says he argues. Now, those who want to argue on this halacha, take the next stage. Muksa machmas gufoi. You have money in your hand. You have a diaper in your hand. You picked up beheter. Start off first beheter. Could be mamshik latato, put it wherever you want. So the Bach over here, when discussing the sugya, when he brings down the Sifra HaMegimel, he's bringing down the Rambam, the person that's a chavis, that is uncovered by the sugya of Giloy. But you have this avatiach, this watermelon over here, or kulas kula, or watermelon, that was broken on Shabbos, you have the sugya of Giloy. He brings down the locha from the agudas, even though it's picked up in your hand. Once you pick it up, you can put it wherever you want. That means the Bach is saying, you picked it up, you can put it wherever you want. Even Muxamach Maskufa before Shabbat, that way, black and white. If the Mogavam waits on the Sukkot, you test, he says the halacha. The halacha is no difference whether, by the case of a kiss, that's kid Muxamach Maskufa, put it wherever you want. And therefore, numerous places go this way, the Tzlach, the Kitzer, the Shlomo Kluger, the Yisrael, or Chashulchan, others say, put it wherever you want. Maisi Kamal Meshavu by us, it's a Simon Shnechas of Kodni Gimel, he says, Achon Mechriu. Achon Mechriya by Muxamach Maskufa to be Machmer. Who are these Achonim? It says the Shartzian, the Evin Oizer, the Derech HaChaim, v'shar HaChoyim. Where is Evan Oizah Derech HaChaim? In Reis HaMachvav, on the case of the Agudah. We look up there, Evan Oizah inside, he says, how you, the Agudah, you come and compare the sugyas of Kli Shemal Issa, the Kli Muktamach Maskufoi, how will the Evan Oizah want to argue with Agudah? How in the world are you being arrived in the case of Kli Shemal Issa, the Muktamach Maskufoi? And according to the Chaznish, that's the Goyin's Kasho V'in HaChaim, and Betzman is forced to go in that way in Yodaya. He says, how do you compare the two sugyas? And therefore, the Shai Tshuva over here on the page brings down, Yesh L'chalik, Muxamach Maskufit, Mu'id to be Machmer. B'nai Torah, the Nesivit, tell the Shmuel, others want to argue. Alokha Ma'isa, by Muxamach Maskufit, you have a bet, it's start off in the Hin Beheter. What to go do with it? The grass says, Mokm Hefti Mubri, can be Mekel. What's the Das of the Mishnah Berurah? How does he paskin? So the Mishmur over here sounds like, Achlin Mechriu, sound like it being Machmer. That's if you ask me, things being machmer. Hagaim Ayin Shmir Shabbat Kil Chosoi. He said that Snapshot of Mishmur forgets. He wants Medaik to be Mechel. Why is the Pasha sounds like it's being machmer over here? There's another Mishmur in Simon Tov Kil Vav. Wrote down my welcome sheet. I assume that I saw it. I hope they saw it. Over there, the Mishmur says a case over here, the person that makes Chal on Shabbos, then he's Machmer Shchalo. That means he has the Chal in his hand, he took off, and now he has his hand, he's coiled upon it, shame. And now this thing is Tomei. Also to eat. What to go do with this challah that's also in Shabbos? Says to Mishabura, it's Muxi hand, put it wherever you want. Put it wherever you want. Now this thing is Muxamach Maskufoi. And Mishabura says, quoting a grass, the brought down with the before and by the Dark Moshe, the basis of the guys Maimonides, put this challah wherever you want. How in the world is Muxamach Maskufoi yourself, Beheter, you can put it wherever you want? Mishmur by us sounds like Achoyim Mechriu to be Machmer. Sounds like a mysterious Mishnah Berurah.
Is there
a difference in the Gufa or Mechriu? Not. Again, Mishmur says not to Mechala. I'm not sure what you mean by that. This is a question Achoyim ask. How is the Mishnah Berurah possibly Mukhtar Machmer Skufi is not better? So, come on, Mishlom Azalman, he wants to make Mechalik in the Shmir Shabbos versus a case over here when money was money before, Erev Shabbos, and money on Shabbos. So it was Muxa beforehand, sell up a heter, came on Shabbos, it was Muxa, switch to Isser, put it wherever you want. Here this challah, before you even mafresh it, it's challah, it's fine. Now that you take it off, so on Shabbos it switched to being Muxa. It came like a new thing, a Dava Chodesh over here. A Dava Chodesh halach is, maybe that's the saying why the Mishpura says you can put it wherever you want. Which he himself points out, we'll get to the halacha. If so, when a person, let's say, he eats a peach, then he has a pit left over, what's the halacha? Do you have to drop it? Do you have to put it down? Yeah, put it wherever you want. Today and tomorrow, you have to put it down. So this is the Mishnah Zama. Why is that so? It came mukhs in the hand, which he is upon himself, because it's not like him. The way the Chodeshani of the Ashiv, they answer, Echnami, it's Machlich HaPoiskim, Mishpura sometimes is Samech upon the Mekilim. On the Magavram, Muxamach Maskufa, it starts with Beheter, you can put it wherever you want. If it comes out, just be clear, Muxamach Maskufa, put it wherever you want. Machalik is among the Poskim, what to go do? Mishmur, sometimes it's Samechon Makilim. But let's say, Muxamach Maskufa, you picked it up in Isser, You have two reasons to be machmer. It's mukhtar machmer skufay, and it picks it up better. That means those are machmer by mukhtar machmer skufay. They have not the derech chaim achon mechiyum. And those are picked up iser, so the mishmur the goyim, and also the shem around that way. For that, beikkam of the poiskim said that gami be the magavram, but maisi still makel in that situation. He's still makel. However, that beikkam the swan come along to be machmer. Come on, all the swan come along to say mukse machmer skufa. You picked up iser, then a vadi you have to drop. A vadi that's also a gam magavram maisi is makel. Now, we're saying over here you have a klish shemakel iser. You picked up the iser. Who's arguing in the Magavram? Says the Mishmur, the Goyim is arguing. They call the Machlokes Magavram versus the Goyim. Let's analyze it for a second. Who's the Magavram? It's Ramo. It's Vagudo. Gutam of the Beisese, by the Bach. Why is the Ilam calling the Machlokes Goyim versus Magavram? It's the Goyim versus the Poiskim. It's against Ramo. It's against Beisese. What do you want? What Mishmur says, the Goyim, who argues Magavram, the Goyim? Who's going to come to argue? And the Gudas brought up on the Paiskim over here. Why is he saying that for? Why is Machlokes going versus Magavram? Magavram be'etzim is before Shagud over here. Be'isaysim, Darkei Moshe. What's going on? So really leads to the next sugya. Take two more cases. Until now, we discuss this when you have a klish shemach for Issa b'yodoy, when it's not be'issa b'heter. You have muksa machmas gufa b'yodoy, be'issa b'heter. Let's take another case. Bosses. Simin shintes. You pick up the object tzarich mekoymai. Can you put a pasis wherever you want? Or the same thing by bosses, you put it down right away. What's the luck in the gate of sugya bosses? Now that we learn the sugya bosses, we know that really there are three cases in bosses. The bosses, someone put something down bedas. You put an ev on the top of a chavis bedas. The luck is you can't netaltol. Not near, not totol minatzad, bosser. The second case, you put it down bedas. But you have a karkola that's more like Paris and the Evan. You have Isser and Heter. And the Heter is more choshev than the Isser. So you have a first set to go do near. Can do near, do tiltum and atzad. In that case, a tiltum and atzad, you can put it wherever you want. But also, we know in Sif Dalit, in Simon Shinchates, a case of Shokach. You put an Evan and you forget a top of a chavis. Again, the loch is do near. Can do near, then do a case of tiltum and atzad. On both these cases, where the heter is more choshev than the iser, where the iser case of shokach, that means where the sif gimel and sif dalet, can you put it wherever you want? By the sugya bosses. So basically, the mishmur speaks it out black and white what the loch over here is. Mishmur in simon shin tes on sifkon tes and sifkon yudbeis on the loch on sif gimel when there's something that's iser and heter, he quotes the tais of Shabbos and says put it wherever you want. He says black and white, put it wherever you want. Masha Enke, in the case of Sif Dalet, the case of Shokach, says the Mishnah, he has a Bialocho. Bialocho writes, Ainim Kiveger. Look up Kiveger, he said, Tzorachian. Mishmur came along and said, by Sif Gimel, when Isser and Heter, the loch is, once you picked up a Heter, put it wherever you want. Tzorach Mekoni, put it wherever you want. Sif Dalet, Shokach, pick it up, and then what happens? You have to put it down that? Ainim Kiveger, look up Kiveger, Tzorachian. Luchura, why is one mutter on one case of Tzorachian? Luchura, you have to go back again. What is the machlokes, the Magavram versus the Goyim over here? Why do we say it's machlokes them and not only the Goyim versus the Ramo? So that's him, the Mr. Bruin, Reis HaMavol, says, Ayin the Bialoch, when I bring down a Derech HaChayim, bring down the Sivis. Derech HaChayim points out, really, the Aguda has it sad to be more makel. Because the case of the Aguda is tiltum min atzad. Is a case of be'etzim of you have a wild over here, you picked up maybe be'etzim on Shabbos, it's ke'in the sugya basis. And therefore, come along over here, just like by klish shemak to the iser, where you picked up be'etzim tzarech mekoymi, you can put it wherever you want. Who then says nesivis by basis, you picked off tzarech mekoymi to use it be'etzim echnami, you put it wherever you want. That means nesivis is understanding the makor of that guda is be'etzim the sugya basis. And compare the two sugyas over here. Therefore, Erech Nami comes out according to Sivis, and before the Ebna Oizin and Taisha Shabbos, and Betzim's Revision that way, Muribrunya says by the case over here of when the case of Shokach, that means you have to realize the case of Shokach is Mamish the case of the kiss upon you. That means Sifdal and Simon Shintes is Mamish Ramon, Reish HaMachbov, the same exact Kimto. Both are Shokach, according to Sivis, and they put whatever the Maisi want. same halacha. Maisa, Mishmu is machal between the two. He says, Ayin derech chayim. Maisa does a paskin. He says, Ayin this. Yishlod and Machmeh Efsin. Maisa, Mishmu, how does he machal between Sif Gimel versus Sif Dalet? So it says, Achon, very simple. In Sif Gimel, he has Basel Isla Heter. And that is Mochoshiv. The words of the Mishnah Brua is Batul Isla Gabe. It's command the lesson. Is not here. So what do we metatul? Only metatul Heter. So you picked up a Heter, Zach Mekaymai, put whoever you want. Masha Enkin said, "Al, when Maisi are being metal to listen, that comes from Mishmuah to the Ayin of Mekiveger. That this word to be more machmer. Now, Maisi want to be more machmer. Come on, Mekiveger, you look him up. He's very clear. He says, read Rashi the sugya. Rashi said, Zerach Mekiveger, pick it up, move it, and when he gets to a clear place, meet up, see though, put it down. Rashi sounds like you put it down right away. And the source of the Chodeshani, when you start picking it up, when the Shkei Shokach is being Mesiachas to the Mokim." Mistakes the heter. When you keep on being metalkal for, you keep on being metalkal for. Being metalkal could be mistakes the iser. You have to put it down miyad right away. So that's when it comes out that by the sugya of bosses, when it's iser and heter, the heter is more choshev. Mishmuah says put it wherever you want. Masha enkein with the case of shokach, that is very simple boss, a few days. That's your amal. Could you keep on being metalkal it? Says the bialocha and kibeger. Then the maaser says as far as mikan lekan, what to deal with over here. Look at myself, when a person has a wallet.
Has an
answer, why is it more than a problem? Because the Aguda could be more to be making this. There's a different sfar that we deal with. That's the same sugya. It's a case of Beth and Bosses. You can argue. Now, that means he's arguing on a case of Bosses, maybe. Now, a local myself, you have a kiss upon you, or a Shabbos, what are you going to do with it? Do we halacha paskin like this somehow? So again, we have Zaguda, we bring your things down, we say to back, we're not bringing it down. And the reason why we make all, you have to realize by now, we came out with different reasons. We have one reason why the Ramah is being make all, we have the Mogar Vam's reason. He's being make all because you have Moksha Biyadai, put whatever you want. That's his shiko. Even those who want to argue, we have no reason why we make all. The Siva says, and the Eben Oiza says, it's not going to get a Tiltum Atzad. Tiltum Atzad, you can put whatever you want. Come on, Mishmu tells you not the reason why maybe to make all. He sends you to Prima Godim, Mok Mehefsid. We have a sugya of Hefsid, we can metatl. Again, we point out by the case of your raw fish, or fish that's Muksa Shabbos, or Moses says, somehow we have a head to have Hefsid to metatl Muksa. We have to know when a clone, when we say, when we don't say it, but we have a head to which has a sugya of Hefsid. A fourth reason, says the Menorah Torah, says the Graz, you know why it's butter? It's not Teltum Asad, it's Teltum Begufoi. We metatl with your body. Till the Guva even talked about Muksa. We know the Mishnah in Simon Shin Chest of Kondi Gimel ends off with one kick of Muksa with your foot, no problem. You want to save the Muksa, no problem. Here's a case of Tiltu Begufoi, which I couldn't get involved with. Is it true Tiltu Begufoi or not? Because the Derek will carry you all myself upon you. They call Tiltu Begufoi. That means the best thing, there are four different avenues where to discuss where the head of that good is. And then it comes out, there's no real clear raya from that good to any specific halacha over here. Because you can argue where the head is coming from. Maybe it's something good for you. No right to Mogar Vam. Maybe it's something sad. No right to Mogar Vam. Where the head is coming from. There are four different ways to send the head to the Ramon and raise something above. Maestro, you could ask a question. That according to the Machmirim on the case of against Aguda, why don't we see over here the case of Tiltum Atzad? Maestro is Osir. When you have a case you forgot, a case of Shokach, who are those that ask the goal against Aguda? Why is that a kasha against Siv Dalet to be more machmer? When you have something in this Shokach, you cannot put it wherever you want. So they point out, come on, the Achorim says no right over here, because Be'etzem, the case of Shokach means you did not plan to put it there. Which moving down Siv Dalet is something called a Kinesh Shokarikol, something that belongs there. Something that belongs there is not Nichon the get of Shokach. Where does your money belong? In your kiss. So the Menorah Torah belongs there, it's not Nechel Gero Shokach. They have no right to get Teltum Natsad. Kamal Chaz Mishnah says, Ayin the Meister, they call you Teltum Natsad. Must be they understood their kiss was made to be emptied out on Erev Shabbos. That means part of the question is, what is the kimt of kiss? Is it Nechel Gero Shokach? Because they plan to empty it out? No, Nechel Gero Meniach. Anyone have the head to Teltum Natsad.
Do we say that it means that it's
the derech to take your wallet out of your pocket. The bus is
the money out of the wallet is the question, not the wallet out of your pocket.
Yeah, we're talking about the wallet in your pocket here, so it's
the wallet's around in the belt, it's not in your pocket.
So it's still in the side on the
belt. Yeah, but the question is, if the money belongs there, why is shakach for?
The money is not shakach on the wallet, but it's shakach on the belt.
Maybe let's go south with. I'm not sure about that. That's so. Now, just to go different points over here. Once we have the heter putting wherever you want, each one onto its own situation and case. What defines the idea of putting wherever you want? That means, for example, I'm holding a hammer in my hand to crack a nut. No problem. I'm allowed to go put it wherever I want. Can I go give it to you to go put it wherever you want? I mean, I picked up the heter, and now when I give it to you, is that called a new total and he's not allowed to take it? No. Once I picked it up, you can put it wherever you want. So Bess and Mishmur discuss and negate the sugya of a second shomilo. They point out, as the Bialocha says at the end of the race above, there's no real right for a second shomilo. We're much more makel over there, because otherwise people will not want to do the milo. If you negate to milo, Mishmur brings down the El Rabba Vada, can give it to your friend. Otherwise, you do the milo, what do you go do? Have to do the priya, building the knife, not that simple, that might be dangerous. So that, so the Mishmur gives to somebody else. But not in the case of negate to milo, can you give this hammer to somebody else? Maisa, big Maruchot, the place of Shabbos, the Nagdolah Simish Nechas, it says, giving it to somebody else, Maisa is a new total. And only you can put it wherever you want, but they can't. Maisa Shekel brings down that way in Simish Shalom and Aleph. And there are those who pass in this way, Yom Zilber, Bav Vosner, Atzad Hasheni, the Prim Gomim says, wait, you picked up after. So you can give it to your friend. Til Dobuchot Mushlema, they can say, give it to whoever you want. And therefore, B'yashim, the Chodeshani pass in this way. So come down to Machlekes, when you picked up a heter, can you give it to your friend? Take it a step further. You picked up a heter, it's in your right arm. Can you give it to your left arm? Can you give it to your left arm? My sister, now it's a new total over here. Said the Taisha Shabbos, Nagdoma, no. That's a new total in your hand, but once you passed on, that's a problem. Do it down by the Benish Chai, by the Kavachayim, by the Marsham over here. And come up to your Machmer. My sister, that's a massive Kiddush. Bim Gorm says, it's more to give to your other hand over here. Shuras Yaakov to Ladovid. The Shtak is far to Michal to give to your friend. That mice is you can hear of far over here, it's a new total. But switch arms over here, say Nichol together with a new total, it's a Chiddush. Massive Chiddush. That means now, meaning one me mach over here, we'll get to the Sugya Graf Shalim, we'll start today. People take out the garbage because it's welcome to your side. You're taking it out, and the mice is in the street. It's heavy, you want to switch arms. Going to Taisa Shabbos, Lavdaf Gilatu. It's a new total. You have to keep it in the same arm. And then start crying. You stop picking up with two hands. Now you put one hand. And according to Machmim, you start crying. What are you going to do with it? Sorry, the Chorah. Switching on the Chorah is all Nichol won't get there with total. Like Prima Godem. Again, Taisha Shabbos is not the way. Take it a step further. You picked up a heter. You had the hammer. You're trying to carry the garbage or the hammer. And it fell out of your hand. Can you pick it up now? What was the total Chodesh? So Ben Ishchai says, you can't. You have to realize. Ben Ishchai says, says you can. Ben Ishchai says, you'll not pick it up. Fell out of your hand, go pick it up. Ben Ishchai says you cannot switch hands. But to pick it up, that Maisa says you can't. Maisa, that's what I was pointing out. Maisa are Chashulchan the Shuas Yaakov, they come home and say the Voda Pasuk, and the Pasuk says, when it drops me in, that's about a new total. About a new total. Now, even the Tzad, let's say you keep it in your own hand, and you have the hammer in your hand, and you're not passing to anybody, you do not drop it. Can you walk around with it all day? Walk around all day, I picked up a head to do whatever I want with it. All day to keep holding it. So before Shema Shavua and Simen Shalom Atas, quoting a Prima Godem, says no. You don't have a heter to walk around all day. It means it's in your hand. You finish, you can put it away. But stop walking around, there is no heter. Go down by the place. You have to take care of it. Now, just to bring out the point with one case over here. Let's say people are eating sunflower seeds on Shabbos. That means let's put the sugar of bugs to the side, and let's put a bit of Klima Chonet to the side, and making Graf Chachila to the side, and Hadi clean up Af Muxa to the side, and the sugar of Dosh to the side, and the sugar of Bracha Choyna, that every single one you eat, you have a bayam inside making a Bracha Choyna, bury it to the side. Let's put six sugars to the side that have itself has its own issue. How in the world are you eating sunflower seeds on Shabbos? Let me just to be clear, each one you eat has a question, with your Bracha Choyna, can maybe to bury it to that point, and therefore you have to eat 275 of them within Kdei Achilles Pras. And I challenge every single Israeli to go do it. I gave them even 9 minutes, not 2-3 minutes. They could not do it. Fine. So the Chodeshani, every single one that you eat, you either the Shloim Nachal Lasses or the Mechaber. Fine. Let's put all those sugars aside. Fine. On the Tzad, only Mitzad Muksa. Let's analyze it. You ate this garanim, now this really show me, they're very talented. We still haven't figured it out, but a lot of people, my kids, all of them, they eat it inside the mouth, right? They crack with their mouth, they eat, they have the nut, and now they have a shell in their mouth, and no, the seed itself is not there anymore. So now you have a muksa machmas gufa in your mouth. What do you go do with that? It's muksa machmas gufa. They start being mitaltu beheter, and now you want to put it in your hand and put it down. You want to switch from your mouth to your hand. Are you allowed to go do that? So are you allowed to go do that? So the grass, get the signal, but on the signal over here it says if you have klipos ugarinim in your mouth, it says what's aloha? He says you have to spit it out from your mouth. Or Khashulkan says, Khaino says, Tzakla Zorkim Vilashainai. No. Unless you have spit with it, then you have Yishalmi, or possibly Yishalmi. But Moshe has a tshuva about this question, and our Chaim Chelchei Simetes, they asked him what to go do with the garanim, the seeds inside your mouth. He says, it's a Gemara Mephorsh, we'll learn today, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, that to throw it out of the mouth, it depends upon the gears that we have, put it down by the grass, Moshe Mazama has a tshuva about, Moshe said you have to throw it out. Spit it out. And I see a lot of people, Machmed, the week after Shabbos, they have Xer over here, they come and they spit the Moshe out over here. What's it sad over here to be Mekel? So they asked Dan Fisher, and he says, what do you mean? The seeds? The klipa, it's ready for ifis, and we have birds around. Now, I have to know if that, I'm not sure that's true or not, but you might want to say sunflower seeds, the shell is ready for birds. Shell is ready for birds? Again, if it's true, ichlami, but for me, it's hard to Matthias know that, though. Another swad they want to come along and say that they say, we ask you, but the Wataina, since around the shell has salt, are people like sucking the salt? But etzim is not mukshi yet. You get involved with, first of all, some don't have salt. Even those that are salt, the mice, let's say, you finish sucking it now. Now what are you going to do? There's nothing left over here. So you're getting around this question. But Yom Zilba says, the mice, you picked up a heter. Mishnah Perua says, you have what to be stemming upon the Mog Avram by the case of Chalo. So he says, we were stemming upon the Mog Avram, you picked up a heter. What? Spit out of here? Now Yesh Lechal Karabek. The case says, the case of the Mog Avram is in Chalini hand. And once you do the bad, you put it wherever you want. Here it's in your mouth. Even if you want to tell me that those will be machma from your right arm to your left arm, still be machma from your mouth to your hand. But even those who want me make from your one arm to another arm, pashas is from your mouth to your hand is about a new tiltle. I see the Chodesh Shoni says the same thing. He says from your mouth to your hand, a pashas is a new tiltle. Once a tiltle be gufa, once a tiltle be a dime, a lot is definitely get a new tiltle. And they will love after you have the Mishnah Berurah and the Mog Avraham, you have a right to go put it into your hand. So if you tell me it's a graph, it's moist, you go spit it out, some of the bottom being down this far, others being down this far, if that's so, and ichlami. That means you have to be the person, if you use disgusting to spit out, usually for those people that don't eat karanim, I got. But if you sometimes during the week on Shabbos, you'll spit out once in a while, you won't have to put it inside your hand. Again, what are you doing? So what? Again, if it's moist, what? Again, if it's moist, what are you doing with it? You want to put it on the table. It's graph in front of you. I'm not saying take it off the table. What do people do? They take it out and put it on the table. It's a graph right now. How do they take it out from the hand, the guy, the shell, to put it on the table? What is that heter? Take another case. What? If they're doing it inside graph, ulai. That means standing by garbage can doing that, we start clearing.
What about on the plate that we're just going to put it into the garbage?
So, after about to clean the chonai, we'll have to get to that. You said another circular.
It's outscrap. Why don't we get it to the garbage?
That's not getting it to the garbage. That's not what you're doing it for. You're not doing outscrap. You're not doing mitzvah. Doing why? Because that's a natural thing you do during the week. That's not you doing. You're not doing mitzvah. You're not doing the floor.
It's
on the table. You have a plate in front of you, right? You can spin to the plate. Why are you not spinning to the plate? So if you type mentions moist, you can say you have that graph. It's not moist to you, why are you doing it? Because it's natural. You're being taught to look at it naturally. Take a similar case. People, when they crack eggs, they have the shells inside the hand. Now, first, are there shells of eggs? Are they mooks or not? So, Diane Fisher says everyone knows time to grill and eat the eggs of shells. And therefore, they're not mooks. Maisa Mishmu writes in Sifkon Kufyud Gimel, the shells of an egg, the Maisa Amoksa. Of course, Mishmu, it's Chayodim, Sam Seifer, Oil Shabbos. And plus, I don't think we have chickens around anyway. It's not going to get this question. So Maisa, if you have the shell, you peel the egg, you have the shell in your hand, do you have to drop it, or do you put it into the garbage? It's going straight in. Do you have to leave, go? Or do you have to put it straight down? You have muksa machmas kufa biyadayim. Send the mishmur achvin v'chvi to argue with you, even still a fat over here. She look up the Evan Oizer. This Evan Oizer, Reish Samad Vav. He records the Maril Hilchus Milo. Brought down by the Dakimush and the Goyin. And the Maril says, Yisra ki izmo miyado. You have to throw the knife me hand. You can't put it down. You have to throw it down. You have to throw it. Sebedim Azobo, we see men by a knife and Milo come to argue. As Seifu Mishum Tchilosan. It'd be a loch and a Reish Samad Vav. But otherwise, it's Kamam Mefush Evan Oizer. That loch is you have to Yisra. You have to throw it over here. This is the ma'aser you have. What to be semichani? You have a mogar avram. Mishmur semichani at tzarech. When in general, chorot go to be semichani upon it. Like a kilo, yesh lodin. In the case of inside your mouth, I don't think you even have a mogar avram. What is the heter at all for people to take the shells out of their mouth? I'm not sure there's a heter. And Bezer will learn soon. The sugya kuf mem gimel kamat the gersel lefenenu. The word of the gemara is Rav Sheshi says the zork loy b'lisharnei. Go spit it out from your mouth. The question: why is he saying it for? But the way the grass sang it over for it, it's how the sugar being metal to muksa, you had to spit it out. Find Ben Hashem now to mamshu the sugar of Rav Shuri and have to metal these things. I'm talking about.
I think Rabbi doesn't have something.